Why, good afternoon. It is 4 p.m. on a Thursday, time again for Everything Under the Sun on KDNK. I'm your host, Raleigh Burley, editor of the Soper Sun, joined in studio by Ken Pletcher, Soper Sun contributor, correspondent, writer.
Overall fantastic human being.
Any other
titles
we can throw in?
Musician? I don't know.
And another man of many titles, technical director, facility manager, and production designer, Sean Jeffries.
Why, hello, Raleigh. Nice to see you today.
Joining us from the Thunder River Theater here in town. So good to have both of you here in the studio. It's blustery out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice and cool in here.
Yes, I felt like I was getting sandblasted walking over.
Mm-hmm. I can relate. So thanks for joining us, and we're here to give a few updates about Thunder River Theater today, talk a little bit about Ken, invite him onto the show. Unfortunately, he's going to be in Michigan coming up here for
a couple months. Yeah.
And then back in action in the fall.
In the fall, you bet. September.
And then also inviting everybody out to a special party the Soper Sun is throwing at Heather's Savory Pies and Basalts on June 16th, Wednesday at 6 p.m. It's also our executive director, Todd Chamberlain's birthday, so should be fun. I've heard from our cartoonist, Larry Day. He'll be there. Maybe we'll have Brian Colley, board members, writers, whoever can make it, supporters, readers. I'll
what
be there.
And what time is that?
6 p.m., Wednesday, June 16th at Heather's in Basalt.
Sounds magical.
Yeah.
Well, so we've had a few stories recently about Thunder River Theater and all the fun happenings there. This latest one was actually written by James Steinler, but it's all about a show that's available for free right now through the Thunder Stream.
That's right. It's called The Woody and Dumpling Show, or Woody and Dumpling Getting Back to Normal, I think is the full title for it, so it's pretty fantastic. A lot of really nice thematic feel-good moments, and also talking to some of the Soul Kids. It was a collaboration between Thunder River Theater Company and Soul Theater, and Jennifer did such a great job curating an experience or an experiential relay from these kids to us of like what this past year in the pandemic has meant for them and what they were worried about and the silver linings that happened for them. So it was pretty magical working on this project with such a distinct and clear vision of being able to share this with the people and with other kids.
So it's a really intimate peer inside of kind of what this experience has been like for for kids. And
without a doubt, like there's one section in there where Jennifer asked all the kids what scared them the most. And to a T, every single one of them said at some point, "I was so afraid that my parents were going to get sick."
Oh, yeah.
You know, so like hearing that from these little kids, all, you know, I think they were probably anywhere from 6 years old to 13 or 14. And having such a universal experience like that coming from such a wide range of ages was pretty impressive.
And a shout out to Soul Theater. They've gotten so creative throughout this pandemic, doing radio plays with KDNK, partnering now with Thunder River Theater, making use of the Thunder Stream, which I believe you set up, right, Sean?
Oh, yes. About a little over a year now. Corey came to me and was like, "Sean, I want to be able to stream something online in about a week." And I was like, "Okay." And sure enough, found the platform and got everything figured out and did it in a week.
So what will become of that feature of Thunder River Theater? Are you going to continue to stream things?
That's a very in-depth question, and one that we're actually wrestling with over at the theater, because we want to get back to in-person performances as soon as humanly possible, but there's such a actually wide-ranging audience of people that were in the Valley but then had moved away, or like my mother, who's been on the East Coast the whole time, she has not missed a single one since we started. So there's this great widening of our audiences possible, but there's also a huge amount of work that goes into it when you have to record everything and produce it as if you're producing a video or like a straight up movie. It's a lot of editing time. So we're discussing, we're trying to figure it out. We might still do some salon stuff, but it's up in the air at this point.
Yeah. Theaters across the nation have really had to reconcile with this sort of identity crisis that is, how do we do this without a live audience?
Right.
Right.
And I think the biggest thing that I noticed beyond the absolute crazy influx of technology is having an actor working in an empty space versus an actor that's working with the energy of an audience is so incredibly different. There's zero feedback, there's zero resonance, so they're really digging so deeply into it, and I've just watched it exhaust one actor after another, not having that feedback.
Well, I'm just thinking about the two one-person shows you did recently, and how much work was involved to get that together, and how much was expected of the actor in each one. I'm just really... I was blown away by the performances, personally,
fantastic,
and the way they worked out with the technical aspects. I thought they were really outstanding.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, Woody and Dumpling and The Journey Back to Normal will be available. It's a 30-minute production, so something that's absolutely worth the commitment of 30 minutes to be in touch with the local youth, these two extraordinary nonprofit theater production companies, and the hard work that went into it. People can find that through your website, right? Or is it YouTube?
It's on YouTube. You should be able to search through our channel up on YouTube, Thunder River Theater Company, and it should be the most recent one that we've done, so it's right on top of the list there.
Is there a window of opportunity, or will it remain available?
At this point, we're definitely planning on all the way through the end of June. I know Jennifer was going to continue with her advertising and that sort of thing until she got through to The Hobbit, which I believe is in the middle of July. So it'll be up there for quite a while, and I'm not quite sure when it's going to come down, but plenty of time.
Fantastic. And for people just tuning in, we are speaking with Thunder River Theater Company Technical Director, Facility Manager, and Production Designer, Sean Jeffries.
You don't have to go through all of them every time, Raleigh. Jeez.
So other exciting Thunder River Theater news was reported on by Ken, I think it was last week.
A couple of weeks ago.
Two weeks ago.
With the Missy Moore coming on board. That must be really exciting for the theater to have that. I know one... interviewing Corey about it, he said it was just such a relief to be able to take over running the theater and have somebody coming in to do the artistic direction, I think. And somebody of her caliber, it sounds like.
Yeah, she's really high caliber and just absolutely a dream to work with. She was in our Pink Unicorn that we produced this time last year and was able to just come in after doing, I think, 4 weeks of Zoom rehearsals with the director or something like that.
Yeah.
And then just in a couple days in the theater, be able to whip out a hell of a performance with nobody else in the room was very impressive. And, you know, she comes from an absolutely wonderful family. We've loved the Moores forever. So it's great to have her and allow her to really create her own artistic vision for what this place can be.
And so that will directly inform this next upcoming season of shows.
Yeah, she's currently deep under piles of plays and different scripts, reading and reading till her eyes are bleeding. But she's working really hard on figuring that one out.
And does the theater plan to open in person for those shows at this point?
That's the plan, you know, according to all of our crystal balls, which, you know, might be a little bit cloudier than normal, but we'll see. We're hoping sometime in September to be able to put on the first one, I think was the last iteration of our schedule. Well, yeah, we're looking at having at least 3, maybe 4 main stage shows, improv shows starting possibly as soon as July, but we'll see when, and maybe a cabaret or two thrown in there.
Will you be doing a full audience at that point, or kind of limiting it?
It'll depend on what the county says.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's looking pretty positive at this point for full audiences, but we'll just take it day by day.
Right.
You know?
Well, Sean, how did you come to Thunder River Theater?
Oh, digging deep. So many moons ago, I was working for several opera companies, the Palm Beach Opera, Fort Worth Opera, and Siegel Music Colony. And they were taking up about half to three quarters of my year. So I'd be moving from upstate New York to Palm Beach, Florida, to Fort Worth, Texas. And then I'd spend another the last quarter of the year in the D.C. area with the folks. And after 5 years of that traveling every 3 months, I decided it was time to find a place that I can call my own for a little while. And I'd been out to Colorado for a long time, on the Front Range at least. The grandparents lived out there, so we'd make yearly visits. And I was like, I like Colorado. Started searching online to see if there were any places that jumped out, and Colorado Theater Guild had a page of jobs, as if it was perfectly, you know, curated for me. And Thunder River Theater was one of the jobs I applied for. Then Creed Rep had a job up, but I missed that one by a couple days. But I think it's for the better.
Yeah, thank you.
We think so.
And then there was one, I think, in Fort Collins or something like that. Maybe Bob Lou or something. But, Lon was out on the East Coast randomly and was able to meet up for a little interview. And he was like, Sean, I want to fly you out to take a look at the theater in the town. So first Friday of November 2015 was when I flew out here, drove from Denver, woke up. It was snowy. And I was over at the Days Inn and had to wait for somebody to come pick me up, because I started walking down, you know, 133, not knowing where I was going. And I was like, is this it? Because it was just snow-covered CRMS fields and the, the little vacuum cleaner repair shop. And that was all I was passing at this point. But, you know, first Friday was a lot of fun. The theater community was a lot of fun. I was like, I can see this being a fun project for a while.
Mm-hmm. And so a big piece of your job is creating the spaces that these plays are acted out, and being a round-style theater, mm-hmm. there's kind of a unique challenge to it. You're not designing such a two-dimensional space, but really thinking about all the angles.
Yeah, I mean, like the first year, I think we went through all of the main different iterations that you can in a black box. We, except for proscenium, honestly, we did a thrust, we did an alley, and we did in the round. So instantly just being thrown into designing at least from 3 different directions at all times to, you know, alleyway is really fun because you have the audience basically staring at each other across the action of the play. So that has to be part of your visual ideas from the very beginning of it. And then in the round is obviously same sort of thing, where you just have to look at it from every single direction. But we've definitely pushed the envelope of what we can do in that space, and really plan on continue pushing that envelope, because it's really a lot of fun when you get people walking through the front doors and their faces just sort of go slack for a second, saying, how on earth did this work? How did they do this?
Wow, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And Ken, how did you get here?
How did I get here? Well, it was my son. He moved here after college 10 years ago, and we'd been coming out here already on trips from... We were in the Chicago area outside the city, and loved it here. And we were trying to figure out where we might want to retire. And it was either Michigan or here. and here one. But we still go back to Michigan, at least for now. We'll see. That's a place we've been going to for a very long time and have family there. So it's nice to kind of reconnect for even a couple months, you know. So at some point, you got involved with Aikido here in the Valley.
I was wondering if you're going to bring that up, Ken. Oh, yes, Aikido. It's a love that I never realized I was missing out on in my life.
Isn't that the way it is?
Right. Yeah, but finding the dojo with Mike Jones over there back
Dolores.
On the Dolores Way, yeah. It's definitely a very needed outlet.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where I got to know you first. I didn't know anything about your Thunder River connection until, it was Cammy at the dojo said, "Oh, well, did you know he was over here at Thunder River too?" I said, "No, I didn't know that."
Yeah, I'm trying.
I just know him swinging swords at me.
Yeah, swinging swords or rolling around on the mat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what was your first show over at the theater there, Ken? I'm trying to remember.
I'm trying to remember. The first time we were there, it was interesting you mentioned November 1st Friday, because that was our first Friday. And it was, and we just literally, we moved in the day before Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And then that Friday was it, and it was the
Folklorical Dancers?
The Folklorical Dancers. Yeah. And we got in the door, and it's like, oh, wow. First of all, I'm looking at this space thinking, what a cool space, and then amazing dancers. And so that was our first show, and so we went to some after that, and I don't honestly remember which ones. But
I mean, if you're going to start with the Folklorico Dancers, I think you're doing okay.
Yeah.
2019 was the first year that I saw their dance in the theater, and I'd seen them dance all in the streets, outside, Mountain Fair. But to see their production in the theater was so incredible.
Yeah, working with Paco and those kids is just absolutely amazing. And every single time I'm fortunate enough for it, he's like, "Sean, I need more black lights. Give me more black lights. It helps all the costumes pop. It's going to be fantastic. More black lights." And I'm like, "I don't have black lights. I'll see what I can do." But, it's so much fun.
So a lot to look forward to with Thunder River Theater now able to open back up again.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're all looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's going to be a slow road getting back there and figuring out what our audiences are comfortable with, what the county's comfortable with, and how we can, continue trying to grow in the same trajectory that we were before the pandemic, because it was a big old speed bump.
Mm-hmm.
But, I can't wait. I think the first time we have an audience in there is going to feel absolutely surreal, because I've basically been in there by myself 99% of the time over this entire past year. And we're just now getting to the point where the improvers are rehearsing in person. We have more people coming in and out a little bit, but to see like a packed house is going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm. I saw the other night Jimmy Fallon had blanking on his name, wouldn't you know it? Miranda. God. Dead space.
This happens on the radio.
It does.
We'll go with Miranda.
Yeah,
Miranda.
You know.
Lin-Manuel.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Sorry,
we'll edit
name?
That out, right? Yeah,
somebody from Hamilton.
Got it. Lin-Manuel Miranda. He was on, and they did this enormous production number for Broadway Is Back, and with a full audience in the theater and in the studio, and it was electric. It was, and people were so excited. They had all these cast members from the various shows in doing singing and dancing, and it was really a thrill to see.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I was. When Beth Malone did her show up at Theater Aspen, I think it was 3 weekends ago now, maybe a month, I can't quite recall. I was lucky enough to get a ticket, and we were over at the, I can't remember which underground theater it was, but there was a full house of socially distanced people, and there was people on stage singing live, and it Like the first, I don't really remember the first three songs because I was just weeping because the energy exchange and the, you know, just seeing people back in a performance space like that was my everything.
Yeah, last week we were talking about the rodeo and the announcer said, if we ever took it for granted, like gone is that time. And then the first rodeo was one of the busiest, most bustling, energetic scents. So that's something to look forward to, that, you know, in our returning to all these activities that we maybe began to take for granted to an extent, you know, it's got this renewed specialness about it.
Yeah, I definitely find myself cherishing things more and more, you know, just being able to do something, walk down the street without wearing the mask. It's just like, it feels good, you know, and being able to, I think we're getting ready to open the dojo soon with some classes, being able to train with other people feels really, really good. And like, I know as soon as we get to have an audience in there, it's going to feel so amazing.
Oh yeah. Those first performances are just going to be off the charts. I'm sure people are going to be going nuts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Aspen Music Festival in school, just they sold out, I think, their whole run in like 3 days
something like that.
Yeah, it was incredible. Amazing. Like, good on you guys.
Yeah, concerts are coming back. Movie theaters are opening again. Yeah. I think Movie Land, like, on the 18th,
yeah,
I believe.
And next week.
And then
Crystal, too.
On the 25th is what I heard on KD&K today.
Do we know what that first show is going to be over there?
You know, Bob and Kathy in their interview with Amy Haddon-Marsh listed a few possibilities, like five possibilities, but they didn't. They said they don't know exactly which one it'll be yet.
Fantastic.
So much to look forward to. Thank you so much, John. There's anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up?
Well, I'm just a big old thank you to all of our donors who were so, so generous throughout this year of weirdness and like less content and this, that, and the other thing. Like it's really obvious to me just from, you know, like with fundraising not being any part of my purview, still being able to witness the generosity and the giving spirit of the people of the town who really want us to come back as strong as we were. It's amazing. It's humbling.
Yeah. I saw that the extravagala was a success.
Oh, it was. We made our goal, and we did it pretty handily. And we when we set that goal, it wasn't. It was one of those like, maybe we might be able to reach this, but when we hit it, we were very, very, very happy.
That's great. It's so great to see theater like this in a. This is really a small town if you think about it. It's a third the size of the town that I lived in outside of Chicago, and they had a theater there. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's so vibrant here. I love it.
Yeah,
it's a real treasure. To have it.
Theater-rich area.
Theater-rich.
Surprisingly.
Arts-rich.
Right. So rich in the arts.
Yeah.
Well, once again, for people who are interested in meeting some folks from the Soper Sun, we are having an in-person party at Heather's. This will also be Todd Chamberlain's birthday on June 16th, Wednesday, 6 p.m. So we'd love to see you there if you want to meet some of our contributors, some of our board members and staff, even a couple of the cartoonists, maybe both.
Maybe so, both. A couple of them meaning both.
Is there going to be a theme to the party, Riley?
I don't think so, but, you know, we love the color yellow. so you can't go wrong.
Fantastic.
If you have anything with a sun on it, even better.
Oh, man, that's all moons.
Checking his shirt. Yeah, that's an old Brian Colley t-shirt. So everybody stay tuned, though. I believe that Larry Day, the cartoonist who's lately been doing some work for the Soper Sun, will be interviewed by Amy Haddon-Marsh on Valley Voices coming up next. And he was also selected to design the poster for this year's Mountain Fair.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's a big 5-0, too.
Oh, a lot of responsibility on that.
Well, thank you both so much for joining me, and have an excellent rest of your day.
Thank you, Raleigh.
Thanks, Raleigh.